loved sons, I have left you treasure.
Treasure?
Yes, you know my sons. The treasure will make you rich.
Rich?
Great! We'll be rich!
But...
But what?
Who says English is too difficult? My friends, it's not true. English is so easy. Well, let us listen to Easy English. Let's listen to Easy English.
Hello, how are you? I hope everything is all right. Sobat Pintar, topik pelajaran bahasa Inggris untuk siswa sekolah menengah pertama kali ini adalah Fox Story dengan judul Hidden Treasure. Sobat Pintar, Sarah akan menceritakan sebuah dongeng tentang Hidden Treasure. Dengarkan baik-baik, sebab setelah Sarah selesai bercerita, kalian akan menjawab beberapa pertanyaan tentang cerita dongeng tersebut. Oke, Sarah, now it's your time to tell the fox story.
Once upon a time, there was a farmer who was very rich. She had many fields. She had three sons, but they were very lazy. When the farmer was dying, she called her three sons. She wanted to give her three sons treasure. Well, this is the story.
My beloved sons, I have left you treasure.
Treasure?
Yes. You know, my sons, the treasure will make you rich.
Rich?
Great! We'll be rich!
But...
But what?
You must dig in all our fields to find the place where the treasure was buried.
Digging all our fields? Oh no!
It won't be easy.
You're right! We'll be very tired.
Sobat Pintar, kalian baru saja mendengarkan bagian awal dari cerita Sarah. Sebelum kalian dengarkan cerita selanjutnya, jawablah beberapa pertanyaan pada task 1 berikut ini. Listen carefully. Okay, question number 1. How many sons did the farmer have? 3. Right. The farmer had 3 sons. Question number 2. Were her three sons very lazy? Yes, right. They were very lazy. Question number 3. Was the farmer very rich? Yes, the farmer was very rich. Good. Next questions, number 4. What did the farmer leave for her three sons? Treasure. Yes. The farmer left her three sons treasure. Okay, good. Question number 5. What did her sons have to do to find the treasure? Dig in all the fields. Yes, right. The three sons had to dig in all their fields. Baiklah, Sobat Pintar. Sekarang kita dengarkan kelanjutan ceritanya. Oke, Sarah, tell the next story.
Okay, this is the next story. After the farmer died, her three sons went to the fields. They began to dig the fields.
That's the field where our mother put the treasure.
I'll dig first.
What about if we dig together?
Good idea!
Okay, let's do it.
Oke, Sobat Pintar penasaran dengan kelanjutan ceritanya? Baik, sebelum mendengarkan kelanjutan ceritanya, jawablah dulu pertanyaan pada Talks 2. Okay, question number 1. After the farmer died, where did the three sons go? To the fields. Yes, right. They went to the fields. Okay, question number 2. Did they begin to dig the fields? Yes, they began to dig the fields. Well, next question, number 3. Did they dig the fields together? Yes, right. The next question. Was it a good idea to dig the fields together? Yes, it was a good idea for the three sons to dig together. Sobat Pintar, sekarang Sarah akan menceritakan bagian akhir dari cerita tadi. Okay, Sarah, please tell the end of the story.
Okay, this is the end of the story. The three sons had dug the fields for more than 2 months, but they found no treasure.
Wait, we've been digging for more than 2 months, but we find no treasure.
Yeah, I'm getting bored and tired. Digging and digging, but no treasure.
You're right. What we find is that many plants grow.
Yes, the vegetables are growing in the fields too.
Well, I see. I can understand now.
What can you understand?
I know. The plants and vegetables that are growing can make us very rich.
Oh, I see. You're right. That's the treasure our mother left. You see, our mother wanted us to be diligent and hardworking.
Well, so don't be lazy, okay? Let's work hard.
Sobat Pintar, sekarang jawablah pertanyaan pada Talk 3 tentang bagian akhir cerita tadi. Listen carefully. Question number 1. How long had the three sons dug the fields? More than 2 months. Right. They had dug the fields for more than 2 months. Okay, question number 2. Did they find a treasure? No, they found no treasure. Good. Next question, number 3. What did they find in the fields? Many plants and vegetables grow. Yes, right. They found many plants and vegetables grow in the field. Good. Next question, number 4. What was the treasure that their mother left? The plants and vegetables. Good. Okay, the last question. What did actually their mother want them to be? Diligent and hardworking. Yes, right. Their mother wanted them to be diligent and hardworking. Sobat Pintar, kalian baru saja mendengarkan sebuah cerita dongeng. It's interesting, and I believe you enjoy the story very much. Sobat Pintar, cerita tadi terdiri dari 3 bagian. Yang pertama adalah the beginning, atau bagian awal. Bagian awal ini menceritakan tentang kapan terjadinya peristiwa, siapa pelakunya, serta menceritakan problem dalam cerita tersebut. Nah, Sobat Pintar, Coba dengarkan Sarah yang akan menceritakan lagi kapan terjadinya cerita dongeng tadi. Okay, students, listen carefully. Yes, please, Sarah.
Once upon a time, there was a rich farmer who had many fields. She had 3 sons, but they were very lazy.
Sobat pintar, dari bagian awal atau the beginning cerita tadi, kita tahu kapan terjadinya cerita tadi, yaitu...
Once upon a time.
Ya, itulah yang mengungkapkan kapan terjadinya cerita tadi. Sobat pintar, ungkapan once upon a time artinya pada suatu ketika dahulu kala. Baik, sobat pintar, coba kalian tirukan ungkapan tadi setelah Sarah mengucapkannya.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. Good. Sobat pintar, dari bagian awal cerita tadi, kita juga tahu siapa pelakunya dan ada berapa orang. Ingatkah kalian siapa saja pelakunya? Yang pertama yaitu... A farmer. Good. Okay, pelaku yang lainnya adalah... The 3 sons. Yeah, ketiga anak laki-laki petani tersebut. Sobat pintar, pada bagian awal cerita tadi juga sudah ada permasalahan, yaitu ketiga anak petani itu sangat malas. Coba dengarkan Sarah.
She had 3 sons, but they were very lazy.
Coba kalian tirukan setelah Sarah mengucapkannya.
She had 3 sons, but they were very lazy.
Nah, sobat pintar, kita lanjutkan ke bagian berikutnya dari cerita tadi, yaitu the middle atau bagian tengah. Bagian tengah dari cerita seperti tadi biasanya menceritakan tentang series of events atau serentetan kejadian yang biasanya membuat problem dalam cerita itu menjadi semakin complicated atau rumit. Baik, untuk jelasnya, mari kita dengarkan Sarah yang akan menceritakannya lagi.
When the farmer was dying, she called his 3 sons and said, I have left you treasure which will make you rich, but you must dig in all our fields to find the place where the treasure was buried. After the farmer died, her 3 lazy sons went to the fields. They began digging the fields. They had dug the fields for more than 2 months, but they found no treasure.
Nah, sobat pintar, dalam bagian tengah cerita tadi ada beberapa kejadian. Yang pertama adalah...
When the farmer was dying.
Yes, right. When the farmer was dying. Artinya, ketika petani itu sedang sakaratul maut. Sobat pintar, coba tirukan kalimat tadi setelah Sarah mengucapkannya.
When the farmer was dying.
Nah, sobat pintar, apa yang terjadi berikutnya?
The farmer left her son's treasure that will make them rich.
Ya, petani itu meninggalkan harta karun yang akan membuat ketiga anaknya kaya. Tapi, untuk mendapatkan harta karun itu tidaklah mudah. Dengarkan Sarah.
To find the treasure, the 3 sons had to dig the fields.
Ya, untuk mendapatkan harta karun itu, ketiga anak petani itu harus mencangkuli ladang mereka. Coba sobat pintar, tirukan kalimat tadi setelah Sarah mengucapkannya.
To find the treasure, the 3 sons had to dig the fields.
Well, students, what's the next event? Apa kejadian berikutnya? Kita dengarkan Sarah.
The 3 sons had dug the fields for more than 2 months, but they found no treasure.
Ya, ketiga anak itu telah mencangkul ladangnya selama lebih dari 2 bulan. Tapi, mereka tidak menemukan harta karun. Baik, sobat pintar, Tirukan kalimat tadi setelah Sarah mengucapkannya.
The three sons had dug the fields for more than 2 months. But they found no treasure.
Sobat pintar, sampailah kita pada bagian ketiga dari cerita tadi, yaitu bagian ending. Bagian akhir cerita biasanya menceritakan tentang penyelesaian masalah. Baik, Sobat Pintar, mari kita dengarkan lagi bagian akhir cerita tadi.
However, many plants and vegetables grew in the fields because the three sons had dug the fields. The plants and vegetables made them very rich.
Nah, Sobat Pintar, pada bagian akhir diceritakan telah tumbuh banyak tanaman dan sayuran karena ketiga anak petani telah mencangkul ladangnya. Coba dengarkan.
However, many plants and vegetables grew in the fields because the three sons had dug the fields.
Sobat Pintar, sekarang tirukan kalimat tadi setelah Sarah mengucapkannya.
However, many plants and vegetables grew in the fields. Because the three sons had dug the fields.
Nah, Sobat Pintar, dengarkan cerita selanjutnya.
The plants and vegetables made the three sons very rich.
Right. The plants and vegetables made the three sons very rich. Tanaman dan sayuran itu membuat ketiga anak itu menjadi sangat kaya. Sobat Pintar, sekarang tirukan kalimatnya setelah Sarah mengucapkannya.
The plants and vegetables made the three sons very rich.
Nah, Sobat Pintar, itulah akhir dari cerita tadi. That's the ending and this is a happy ending. Sobat Pintar, kita baru saja mendengarkan program audio pembelajaran bahasa Inggris tentang cerita dongeng atau folk story yang berjudul Hidden Treasure. Dalam folk story terdapat tiga bagian utama, yaitu yang pertama, The Beginning, bagian awal yang isinya tentang kapan terjadinya, siapa pelakunya, dan berapa orang. Yang kedua, The Middle, bagian tengah, yang menceritakan a series of events, atau serentetan kejadian atau konflik. Yang ketiga, The Ending, bagian akhir, yang menceritakan pemecahan masalah atau konflik. Nah, Sobat Pintar, dengan mendengarkan program ini, diharapkan kalian dapat mengembangkan kemampuan dalam mengidentifikasi cerita dongeng atau folk story dalam bahasa Inggris. Well, that's the end of our program today. It's time for us to say goodbye. Thank you and goodbye. Demikian tadi program audio penunjang pembelajaran bahasa Inggris yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta, Pustekom Depdiknas. Sampai jumpa.